fade back in on Harborvale, a coastal town striving to rebuild. Its residents tread warily on the unsteady ground that has eroded beneath their feet. Despite the community's tenuous air of relief and recovery, there are still so many secrets to unveil.
Secrets of an ancestral curse and the struggle to contain it.
Secrets of vengeance, biding their time.
Secrets of alluring control, washed onto the shore.
Secrets of the beast within and the desire to release it.
And as we tear back the veil of these silent secrets, we shall uncover the truth of what it requires to live beside the bay.
Hello, and welcome to These Silent Secrets. My name is Zach, and I will be your MC. Where last we left off, the soup group kind of had a lot going on. After a weird day of school, Avery, Jason, and Kanan went to meet up with the stew crew over at Holden's house. A bunch of info was imparted, namely the fact that Nadja apparently knew Agent Mashburn of the FBI in her younger days, as well as the question of if they knew anything about an organization called Obsidian. And at the same time, Kanan went aside with Holden to have a little bit of a conversation that turned into something a little spicier. And across town, Isla got the first episode of her new pirate radio show over at Mark's, where she talked the town into switching out all of their light bulbs to CFL, little curly Q guys. Before we dive into the episode, of course, there's some thank yous we gotta get through. To Ghostlight Media, thank you so much for having us. We love being a part of the network. To Nicole Tuttle Rob, thank you for all of the work you do all around the show. You're an absolute hero. And then, of course, to the cast. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. You kick all the ass. But with all that out of the way, all that's left is the episode. So let us dive into this episode of The Silent Secrets Beside the Bay.
Friends.
Romans.
Countrymen.
I knew it was coming.
Lend me your beers. I want to get drunk.
I don't have one.
Technically, mine's an Ace Pineapple craft cider.
You dirty liar.
Their guava one is very good.
No, they make some good shit. Make some good shit. Yeah, what's everyone drinking right now?
Water.
Also, nothing.
Arnold Palmer Spike. Okay.
I just realized that I showed that and didn't say a single word.
What are you drinking right now? Holds up can. Waka waka. That's it. Oh my god! I forgot to send you guys the picture. Caitlin and I were at a restaurant the other day, and it was one of their specialty drinks was the leftovers, and it's literally just leftover rail stuff all poured together in one drink. And I was like, this is just forever stew.
It's the Tootsie Roll, yeah.
Oh, no. That's so funny, though, because you know that there's people out there that are like, I want that. I need to have that.
If we weren't leaving, I noticed it when we were leaving. I was like, God damn it, I would have ordered that instead of this delicious thing that I got. I would have gotten that instead to torture myself the whole meal.
The worst part of that drink is that if you like it, you can never have it again.
Ever.
Yeah, that's fair. They're like snowflakes. Mariah, were you going to say what you were drinking?
It's water, but in a Stanley that's going to kill me with lead poisoning.
Ooh!
Yay!
Okay. Yeah.
But it will survive the apocalypse, so you've got that going for you.
So whoever finds my body,
that's just self-care, baby.
There you go. Yeah. No. Our one of our favorite bars in college, Grumpy Dave's, they had this drink. Not Grumpy Dave's. Last time we were in town, the sign was down.
That all three of you made, it looked like Grumpy Dave was a relative who died.
Dude, you have no idea how much we loved that bar. Though. And then it became super bro-y, and it was like, okay, never mind. But no, they had this shot. It was like a 2.5 shot. It's called the Pan Galactic Gargo Blast.
Oh, I know that.
And it was awful. I have never had one. I've gotten a lot of people to drink this shot.
You got me to do it.
Yeah, that was like my thing, was how many people can I get to drink this shot? It had like six different types of liquor in it. It was not good, I'm assuming, from based off everyone's reactions, but it got them very drunk.
See, where I bartended, we had a Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster, but it was a cocktail, and it was delicious.
Oh, yeah. Ours was, it was like a double or almost triple shot.
Well, like, and the Pan Galactic Gargle Blast is like a thing. Like, that's a...
It's from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, it's just a reference, so that's just what they named it. It's probably because it was blue.
It's like, yeah, everyone's got their own sort of twist on it. But yeah, it was a shot, and it was awful, and I've gotten a lot of people to drink it, and I have escaped its ire all the while, and I'm very proud of myself for that. How was it, Mariah?
I honestly can't remember, probably because I was so drunk.
Probably you blacked out, yeah.
It did its job. College.
Now we just have Malort.
Yay! High and dry, baby.
I can't find the video of me drinking that, but I want it so bad. I wish I knew where that was at, of just my utter disappointment at the fucking dish soap liquor that you plied me with.
Yeah. I still... one of my proudest moments is you oddsing me.
Oh, man.
Will you drink Malort for the... What are the odds that you drink Malort the rest of the night? I gave you one in two, got it right, reversed it, and then got you.
Oh, God.
We flipped that coin, baby.
I
it
don't
was great.
Like Malort at all. Oh, God, at all.
You should have Malort and now they're like juice.
You just gotta just
it's not just bad, honestly. No, the orange juice kind of wipes out the Malortiness of it.
The Malortiness?
Yes.
I like that they're like making like so many weird shit out of it now. Like what I think you said as a thing, Freddie, that they're like making like, oh God.
They did peppermint Malort a while back, and they did like some sort of Thanksgiving flavor.
I've had the cinnamon Malort.
Ooh. There's a place that made like that made Malort pie recently.
No thanks.
And then you can follow Unemployed Wine Guy on TikTok and find his series of Malort mixology.
Malortisms.
Horrifying.
All right. Well,
he did one recently that was just thick Malort.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. That was thick Malort. No, thank you.
Thick Malort was pretty funny.
Okay, well, before I start, you know, gagging, thinking about thick Malort, why don't we play an episode?
Yeah,
well, an episode. Play a session of this game that we
play while recording it.
While recording it for the internet.
Yeah. Are we supposed to be recording right now?
Yes.
Okay. No, I am.
Fuck you! How dare you do this to me?
I was like, you clapped and everything, Marcus.
You did the clap.
Just wanted to be included. I heard everyone else clap and have fast reflexes.
It was a fun team activity. I don't know. Team building exercises. No. I love you.
I love you too. All right. The three of you, Kanan, Jason, Avery, remain at Holden's house, where a huge sort of drop of information happened and a huge drop of some romance also transpired.
I don't know why I like that one so much.
I was going to make a much dirtier joke, and I decided against it. But so that's what we landed with. Some romance happened between you and Holden. It was very nice. I wasn't flustered at all during that scene. And you are all there. Isla, you have been over at Mark's place where you just finished up your first pirate radio session, had some good reception, and now we have the rest of a Monday evening ahead of you. What would you guys like to do? Anything this evening? Would you like to move on to Tuesday morning? What are we vibing with?
I forget, is Grim with me?
Grim is with you, Julian is with you, and you are at Mark's.
Okay. She was in the natatorium for that whole thing, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kanan would head back to the hospital.
You head back to the hospital?
And I'll stay the night there tonight.
Noted.
I feel like Jason probably does the same thing.
Awesome. So you two head back towards the hospital. Avery.
I think I'm going to go home, but I'm just remembering the chemical makeup of the group that was in the natatorium today, who witnessed certain supernatural things happen. And one of those people was none other than resident bird watcher Cooper.
It's fair.
So I'm going to text Cooper and just say, hey, I think we should talk tomorrow, ?
Yeah, sure. Before school, after school, during school, what do you think?
That's just like so many things. That's so many words. Before school, I'll bring coffee. What do you like?
He's like, I'm more of like a green tea guy.
Hey.
Avery just says, got it.
Nice. Awesome. And then, yeah, Isla, where are you heading?
I think I will head back to, what's her name, Monica? Monica's house?
Yeah, Monica's old place where you guys are crashing right now?
Yeah, I think I'll go back there.
Awesome. So, yeah, you, Grim, and Julian probably all to head out that way. Are you just going to be chilling for the night?
I think I will formulate some plans with Grim on what to do during the blackout at school.
Awesome. Yeah, I believe I described it in that Mark lived like lives above the German deli, which is in sort of the downtown area. You see that the town is like a bustle. People are moving all over the place. You see the like the liquor store, like convenience store that Kai works at, the same place that Austin was at before being abducted, and a lot of stuff has happened at. You see people just flowing in and out of there. Eventually, you see someone walk outside the doors, goes, "Man, they're all out!" and storms off down the street.
Is there like an equivalent to some big box store in town? Or is that like the only place?
We'll say, I don't know about a big box. We'll say that there's a larger grocery store, like proper, that's probably in town somewhere, yeah.
Okay. I'll do a little bit of my hoodoo voodoo and tell them to go check there.
That's a great idea! Trudges off. Yeah, you as you're walking back around, you do in fact see like people's like, you know, paper bags are just full of CFL light bulbs. Everyone is like, I got to replace all of the lights in my house immediately. And so the whole town is out trying to find these light bulbs.
I like to imagine that like the movie theater in town, the owner is outside on the marquee, like unscrewing all of the marquee lights.
Every single marquee light bulb is being switched. It's a lot. Like you're sort of like brushing the shoulders like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Grim's gassing me up, but I feel on top of the world.
You are absolutely incredible. Incredible. Yeah, they look at Julian. Isn't she incredible? She's just so, so incredible.
Guys, yeah, stop.
She's really, please. Yeah, she's really great. And you head off towards your place where you're staying. Jason, Kanan, you head towards the hospital. Is there anything in particular you're doing, or are you just hanging out?
I think just hanging out, just like there to
just kind of
be in my mom's room.
Same with my aunt.
Nice. Yeah, now you get there. Kanan, as you come up, your dad and it would say that at this point, probably just your dad's there. Like your mom probably lets you know, like your mom took off to go like wash up and, you know, change your clothes and so on and so forth. You guys are Jay chilling for the evening then?
I'll tell my dad. I kind of like lift my hand for a high five, and I high five him, and I'm like, tag out. You can go home and do the shower thing or whatever. I'll be here.
All right, kid. He gets up and starts walking towards the door, and then he looks at you. Did you look? Nah, never mind.
Yep. See you later, Dad.
If there's such a thing as an insight check in this game, you would clock. Your dad's like, they've got a swagger that they don't normally have. Something's changed. He just takes off.
It's like two big things, really. I came out of Darkest Self, so I'm probably like all
yeah. Just in that way that a parent looks at their kid and be like, "Oh, they just lost their V card, didn't they? Gotcha, gotcha."
Gotcha. I don't want to have this talk, but okay, here we go.
Okay, okay. You're being safe, right? And Avery, I'm assuming you're just heading home for tonight. You're going to meet up with Cooper in the morning?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know what? I say that that's probably a nice place to sort of just calmly call the night, and we'll move on to Tuesday morning. The sun comes up. The birds start tweeting. And Jason, as you sort of open your eyes, you see your mom is awake and is just kind of, you know, calmly looking out the window.
Morning, Mom.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Feeling?
Like I got the absolute snot kicked out of me. Ugh.
That tracks.
Yeah. How long have I been out?
It's been a couple days, right?
You found them pretty early Sunday, like maybe like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's now Tuesday morning. So she's been out for probably 36-ish hours.
Yeah, probably 36-ish hours.
That's a long time. That's a long time. Ugh.
Yeah.
She's like trying to like kind of sit up a little bit. And it, you know, it's just like, oh my God. Oh. Ah. Okay, I'm just going to settle back down in here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for the best. You had a visitor.
I did?
Yeah. He dropped off his card for you, and I'll give her Mashburn's card.
Oh, awesome. What does the FBI want me to talk about?
I don't know. They were looking into what happened.
Okay. I'll give him a call, I guess. Are you okay? I'm sorry that I've been unconscious for 36 hours.
No, I'm fine. We had some frozen meals at home. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm much better than you are.
Is Kat fine?
Yeah. No, yeah, she's just in the other room.
Okay. Thank God.
You're both you both came out winners. You just got beat up a lot.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cool.
Do you know why?
I am your father's wife and your mother, and I used to work with them. So I don't know if they're, like, cleaning up unaffiliated threads or something.
Okay.
But, yeah, they showed up. Oh, did you see at school, there was this really, there's this kid. He has these, like, really dumb sunglasses, and...
Yeah, yeah, no, we've heard about all that. We've put that one together.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, he's been acting weird for a while, but we thought at first that he was just more of a dick than usual, and then he got, like, weird buff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we haven't seen him in a bit now.
Yeah, I always found him really scrawny and off-putting, and then suddenly he was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, same dumb sunglasses, though.
God. Well, I hope not anymore. I tried to break him while we were fighting.
Ooh, I hope that when we see him again, he isn't wearing them because they're broken. That'd be great.
Fingers crossed. You need to be careful, okay? Stay on your toes until I'm back on my feet, please.
Yeah, we will. And is there anything you want me to? You want me to bring you anything from home? I can grab you some snacks. I can bring you.
Yeah, can you...
I briefly had a moment of, do laptops exist?
Yeah.
In 2001?
Yeah, remember we talked about the laptop clip.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, will you bring me, I need my CeraVe. I could really use my toothbrush. And can you bring me, I have a backup saber in the footlocker, under the stairs. Can you bring me that too, just in case?
Yeah. I'll get you all that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. You're a good son.
Last thing. Have you ever heard of a group called Obsidian?
I think, check your dad's study.
Okay.
I think there might be some stuff. His desk check. I think it's one of the left side drawers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. I love you. Please be careful. I don't know if they're going to make a move again. And
hey,
I just
be careful. You're the one who got jumped already.
Okay. You said that I won. You said
you
that
did.
I won, technically.
But now you're tired. You just lost a fight to a bed.
Okay. It's more of a fight with my own body. Right. Okay. You could tell she's already gassed, just like trying to like sit up and stuff. Like she's already toast. Like she's probably gonna fall asleep in the next.
I go up and I like half teasingly like tuck her in. All right, go back.
She's like, stop it. Okay, I love you. Be careful. Are you going to school today?
What time is it at this point?
I would say, it's pretty early. I would say it's maybe like 6:30.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. All right. I love you.
Love you too. Stay safe. As you can in a hospital room.
I'm real sleepy, so I'm gonna go back to sleep for a bit.
Okay. Okay. And I'll just make sure to leave the business card like on her side table or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she can reach it.
Similarly, Kanan, you wake up, and Katrina is just doing push-ups, with her one good arm.
I'm happy you feel better.
I'm doing fine.
I see that you're adjusting well to what happened, but...
My arm will be good by lunch.
Okay, but hear me out. If you strain yourself, you're going to get better not as quick.
I want to see your research on that, kid.
All of human history and medicine?
Fine.
I mean,
fine.
I could cite my sources of every doctor ever.
She tries to stand up. She puts like a little bit of weight on her arm as she's sort of standing up. It goes,
yeah, see? See? Yes. This is a situation where rest is good, okay?
You're not wrong, kid.
I know. Have you had breakfast yet?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you some breakfast. Do you have any requests?
Can I have a half dozen over hard eggs?
I will see if the cafeteria will do that.
Okay. I appreciate that.
How are you? And I don't mean physically.
I'm pissed off.
I know. If it makes you feel any better, I've got a bit of a vendetta against the guy that did this to you too, so...
Well, good.
I mean, you can be rest assured that I fully plan on, not only for you, beating the shit out of him.
Hell yeah. I love that. I like the fire.
Yeah, and for now,
help me get to bed, please.
Yes, I help her back up into the bed. All right, I'll go get you some eggs.
You're a good kid.
Charlie Brown, yep. All right.
Charlie Brown. Yeah, you go. The kitchen tries to hook you up. That's one of those things. Like, they don't do made for order. Mm-hmm. And the eggs are a little nasty, but... You get some things. There's like the slightest like, fine. When you give them to your aunt,
I also very specifically bring her some bacon.
Oh, nice. Okay. She munches. She is reluctant, but you know, overall, she's sitting there munching, having an all right morning now.
I hate to kind of get to business right away, but. I know Gael, the guy with the dumb heart glasses.
Yeah, no, Deborah fucking kicked him right in the fucking face and he shattered them. It was awesome.
I apologize for my silence right now. I'm just savoring this moment and imagining it. Because I wanted to do that.
I'm sorry.
No. The fact that it happened is good. Do you know anybody else that was with him? Did you recognize any of them?
Just a bunch of pricks in suits.
Okay.
You know, using that same kind of stuff that Jason uses with the weird crystal stuff.
Did any of them look, like, kind of distinctive? Like, any specific identifying marks? A scar, weird hair, tattoos, anything?
One of them had a mohawk.
Okay. This is Marcus asking. We don't know anyone with a mohawk. Okay.
You don't know anyone with a mohawk?
Got it. Okay. I didn't think so, but then I was like, am I just spacing on this? Okay. All right. A mohawk. Was it dyed? Or was it just like brown, blonde?
Yeah, it was just kind of a boring mohawk. You feel like you're going to do a mohawk, put some color in it.
But yeah,
like,
you'd think you'd do something.
But no.
Look at me, I'm edgy, but not that edgy.
Yeah.
Go screw yourself. Okay. Well, you eat. I'm right outside if you need anything. Mom and Dad have been tagging out. Maddie's been tagging out. What'd you say?
You going to school?
I can.
You probably should. It's important.
I mean, what's more important, though?
What if the fucking heart-shaped kid is there?
Yeah, and what if they come back here?
Well, I mean, there's like a whole hospital of people. You said your mom and your dad are going to be here to tag out soon.
Okay. Yeah, injured, I'm still lethal,
kid.
I know, I just don't want something to happen. Last time I wasn't there, and I'm not saying I could have stopped this, but I'd have felt better if I tried.
I get that.
So, but yeah, you're right. I'll go to school.
It's your senior year. You got to be there, kid.
I know. It's just hard.
Yeah. You look different. You good?
Yeah. I'm fine. Stop that. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
What?
Stop.
I'm not saying nothing.
It's none of your business.
Okay, if you say so.
I say so. Eat your eggs. And then I just, like, leave the room.
Yeah, she's like, okay. It goes back to eating. Awesome. So you take off. Do the two of you, like, meet up and head to school together, I'm assuming?
I would think so.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. Avery, you're going to meet up with Cooper before school? Are you meeting at the coffee place? Are you meeting at school?
At school, but I'll stop and get coffee and green tea before I go.
Awesome. Yeah, no, you get to the school. You're waiting for like 5-6 extra minutes. Cooper sort of, comes jogging up. Oh, sorry. Whew. I didn't mean to be late.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. I had to drive my kid sister to school and then there was a traffic jam. And then I got here.
You didn't need to explain that. That's fine.
Okay.
Here's your green tea.
Good morning. Thank you. Takes it, sips it. You see he does, in fact, put the pinky out.
Of course he does.
Well, he sips his tea. Delicious. Thank you.
I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah. No, she's 8. She's pretty cool. My mom's usually pretty busy, so I drive her to school when she needs me to.
Sorry, I guess I should probably get right to the point of why I asked you to meet with me. Cooper, there were some things that happened in the natatorium yesterday.
During the prank?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Some things that some people might not consider normal.
Yeah, that did happen.
And I guess I'm trying to see how you feel about that.
Well, I was very, well, I got, yeah. So I was definitely, very confused when pool water sort of jettisoned from the pool and then grabbed Jason around the neck and then sort of threw him across the room. And then Kanan said, yeah, like humans were really, really harmful, right? Which I thought was a weird thing to say. But then, the fact that it followed the water doing the jettisoning, it kind of made sense. So.
And that's that? You just, that it made sense?
I mean, like, yeah, like I put the pieces together. Like I read a lot of National Enquirer, and so it's like I always knew that like stuff was out there. You know what I mean? And I'm still coming to you know grips with it. But it's like there's weird stuff in this town all the time, right? Like there was that time that you know I saw that those ravens carrying weapons. Elsie sucked my blood.
Wait. Say that one again.
Elsie sucked the blood out of my neck. You were there, remember?
Yeah, but I didn't think you knew about that.
Well, yeah, I forgot about it, like, for a bit. And then, like, there was all the stuff that happened, you know, last year. And I don't know if it was, like, a trauma response or something. But, like, it all came sort of rushing back all of a sudden. Because, yeah, that night I was flirting with Elsie because they're super duper cute. And then we went upstairs and then they like, and then yeah. You were very nice, and sort of threatened them. And I appreciated because I wanted my blood, like I needed that blood. But like, yeah, Elsie's pretty chill. So like, I didn't have anything against them for it.
Cooper, do you remember anything else from that night?
Not really. I mean, like, cause like after that, I went downstairs and like, I played Spin the Bottle and like, that's kind of, you know, it was down in the den. There wasn't really a lot of windows and stuff down there. It was pretty chill.
Do you remember how I got into the room, Cooper?
You came in the window. But other than like, I just assumed you came in cause like the door was locked that you came in through like another window.
You're kind of fascinating, Cooper. The fact that you're literally sitting here telling me casually that you know that a vampire was drinking your blood last year and that somebody could manipulate the water and that some of us are maybe not human, and you're sitting here and saying that this just makes sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, it's just like, you know, things could be rougher. So, like, you know, it's fine.
Are you afraid of anything, Cooper?
Spiders. Not really good with spiders. Clowns. I don't really understand what gerrymandering is, but I hear it's really bad. It's like those three things.
I mean, it's early, but
I'm sorry, I got
spiders, clowns, and gerrymandering is definitely a title contender.
I don't think I've ever seen something so fucking stupid in my life.
Could you imagine, like, the Stephen King It, how it manifests as, like, your worst fear? How it manifests?
Gerrymandering.
State lines.
Yeah, it's just some hoity-toity politician. I'm drawing the districts this way to suit my purposes. No!
My alderman's gonna be who? I thought I was in this ward.
You know, I kind of had you all wrong, Cooper.
How did you have me, and how was that wrong?
Well, I don't know. I guess I took you as more of a, you know, laissez-faire kind of guy, but that's not really it though, is it? You just kind of accept the things around you and move on.
I guess it's one of those things where when like you've been through a lot of stuff, like when you've experienced a lot, you kind of you can reach a mindset where you let the things that could possibly, I guess, be like whimsical or like mundane in a way, like they roll off a little easier, I guess.
You feel like it would take a lot to reach that kind of mindset.
Yeah, no, it's not like always like the easiest sort of place to be in, but like it works for me, I guess.
I'm sorry, Cooper.
For what?
You don't know this, but for the longest time, I kind of resented you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I really felt like you were just kind of going through the motions of life and that nothing really bothered you and that you didn't care enough about things surrounding you to really learn, you know, the true nature or biology of certain things like ravens or crows.
Well, I think you've told me that you said that I should learn the difference, like that it was important, so I did. It just did seem like it was important to you, so.
You're kind of awesome, Cooper.
Well, yeah, I know that. I don't mean that in a weird, vain way, but, I'd like to think I'm a pretty cool guy.
No, hey, I am. I hear it. I guess I just wanted to make sure that you were okay after seeing and hearing everything yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right. I had don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like I was just like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, you know, I had to rationalize, and then I rationalized. It makes sense. Like, we're, you know, by the ocean, like, there's a lot of sort of myth and sort of legend around things around the water. And so, like, someone that could probably make water jump out of a pool and grab someone around the neck and throw them across the room, it makes sense.
And there's probably a raven that can carry a crossbow.
And knives. Don't forget about the time that they carried the knives.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been enlightening, Cooper. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. I feel like people sort of write me off real soon and they don't really ask questions. So that was nice. Thank you.
I'm sorry that I used to be one of those people.
You know, I wrote off that I was never going to know the difference between crows and ravens, but until you came along. So, you know, we helped each other in similar ways.
Yep. Similar. All right, Cooper. Sip. Have a good day at school.
You have a great one. This is going to be the awkward spot where we sort of diverge, but then we're going to walk the same direction because we are in the same homeroom. So I'll see you in 30 seconds, but
you know, we could just walk together.
Yeah, we can walk together. That sounds great. Okay. Actually, that's great for me.
Avery just kind of gives him the side eye, but kind of laughs, chuckles it off, and then walks towards homeroom.
Awesome. And then Isla.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this morning?
I think I'm pulling up with my posse.
Okay.
Into school.
Yeah, the three of you come. Ooh, actually, I want to give me a second because I did make a Julian token.
Julian Lake?
Yeah, Julian Lake. I am also gonna be funny here. And I'm going to give you actually some also control over his token. So you can put him wherever you want.
Let's go. I control this man.
You control this man. Look, he will do anything you ask.
Loves it.
Awesome. Where do you want him to sit right now? Have you moved?
No. So who that is beside me? A new person?
You have Vive.
Vive.
He's right beside you.
Okay. And then Bridget's behind me and Kai is there.
Yeah.
I think I will move just because I don't want to piss off some heavy hitters. So I'll move in front of Grimm in the back.
Awesome.
And then Julian will sit to my left.
Awesome. Oh, and this is very funny because as Julian is walking in, do you just go straight to homeroom or are you doing anything beforehand?
I'm going to stop by the principal's office.
Okay.
Beforehand. And the secretary's name is?
Oh, God, we gave her a name, didn't we?
Oh, we did? Oh,
wasn't it Helvetica Jean because you were making
no.
the joke?
Oh, God, no? I gave her a... No, because she had a very nice conversation with you when you got all the info for of the soup group when you came in and like snagged their files.
Yeah.
I can't remember what name... What, I gave her a name. I totally lost it.
So I ask... Insert name here. Is... Oh, God, what's her name?
Principal Abbas?
Principal Abbas in.
Yeah, yeah, she's here. You are. Give me a moment. Rolling, do the mental Rolodex. You are.
Isla Hart.
Oh, okay. We have a lot of students in the school. I'm just going to ask for your patience, okay? I'll be right back. And she turns, she like gives you like the watch yourself, sort of look, goes and gets Principal Abbas, goes and comes back and goes, yeah, Principal Abbas will see you in her office.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, secretary, I hate to, you know, stir up some drama, but maybe you might enjoy this. Is the secretary... unmarried, unwed, single.
I do not believe you see a ring on her finger now.
Great. You know, I heard Coach Monahan talking about you in a romantic way.
Do you know?
I think you should go for it.
Oh, okay.
I think he's, you know, in his office in the athletic building.
Are you making a role of some type here?
I want to do when you successfully attempt a side character, they'll think it is their own idea. Catch in their eye.
So yeah, what's say in like a pseudo sort of turn on, you're trying to get her to go you know, be flirty, like thinking that like the coach is going for her. Yeah, roll hot for me.
Okay. Four.
Oh no! All right, we'll mark that experience.
Uh huh. I leveled up.
She goes. Uh huh. I do not at all believe that you don't like stirring up things. Principal Abbas will see you now.
Oh, give it some thought. He's a really great guy.
Oh, I know. Do you and the secretary just have one of those, like, catty, like, just, like, head nods at each other for a bit?
Do a little knock on her desk, like, and move away.
Darkest of Isla, man, is
scary.
It's very
I don't
scary.
Like her. She's scary.
Oof. Oofa doofa. Okay, so yeah, you go into the principal's office.
Yes. I would like Grimm to be with me as well.
Okay.
So we go into Principal Abbas's office.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's just you and Grimm. Julian stays outside?
Julian can come. How about that?
Okay, cool.
He'll be like the little awesome. Guy at the door.
He stands by the door.
Yeah. Principal Abbas, good morning.
Yes, what can I do for you, Isla?
Much better treatment than your secretary out there, but
She informed me who was waiting, but yeah.
Right. I just have a little gift for you and for the school because, you know, I love it here. I really do.
Okay.
And I'll, like, reach in my book bag and take out a check and slide her a cool 1,000.
Okay.
This is a gracious donation to revamp the school in an environmentally positive way.
Oh, the new radio show.
Right, about... The Difference. You've heard yes. it, I know.
Is that what you're calling it, The Difference?
That's what's in my notes that we called it last
time. Oh, I like
time.
That. No, I like that. Wonderful. Yeah, we'll put this to good use. She sort of points out, like, the window of her door. You see one of, like, the custodians who's on a ladder switching out light bulbs, like, out in the hall. We've already started enacting some of the you know, possible changes that you had talked about last night, so... Oh,
that's such a good
start. This will help a lot. Thank you very much, Miss Hart.
What other ideas might you have for this money?
You know, bolstering our recycling program. You know, the light bulbs go a long way. Oh, goodness. Zach's trying to think of things.
I have an idea, Principal Abbas.
Hit me with it.
So, I know this sounds a little too good to be true just because of the things that have been happening in the natatorium recently, but my father is a pool expert. Cutting okay. edge in water reuse and okay. other pool things. His business, not mine. I could have him come in and completely revamp it. Just closing the natatorium for like 2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks, you say?
I mean, it's not swim season, so no big deal.
Isn't swim season? When is swim season?
Now? I have no idea.
Oh my goodness.
Is it fall?
To Google. I think it's like fall into winter. One sec. When does swim season happen? When swim season start? College swimming usually starts around late September to early October and ends in February. So, you're like at the beginning of swim season.
Well, the swim team needs to hit the weight room.
That's fair. That's fair.
But we open that pool back up and it'll be brand new.
Well, could you possibly get me a quote from your father on how much the sort of alterations would be?
Principal Abbas, look in front of you.
Will will $1,000 cover it?
I think we can convince him to make a deal.
Oh, well, then that would be fantastic.
Perfect. We'll start as soon as possible?
Yeah, I do believe I need to run that. They'll be on our side. Well, how about you make me one more hot roll here?
Please.
You got this.
A 7. So
a 7. Okay.
Not a fail. There's hope. All right.
Let me make a couple quick calls throughout the day to the school board. They'll all be on my side, I promise you. But I do need to pass it through the school board first. I'll have a solid answer for you by the end of lunchtime, okay?
Perfect. Could you set aside a set of keys for him as well? Just, he likes to work after hours.
I'll get those cut.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Principal Abbas.
Oh, of course, of course.
And I think I'll get up and, like, then my face changes from, like, shit-eating grin to, like,
we saw.
Game time.
The cold sort of switch happen.
Right.
Yeah, as you walk out, the secretary says absolutely nothing to you.
Let her stew.
So you head to homeroom.
Yeah.
There is a very tense moment as Julian walks past Xavier, who he is parked behind. You see, you know, Xavier and Austin both sort of like give just like staring daggers at him. Xavier's face looks fucked. Like, both of his eyes are black. Nose, you know, looks like it, you know, it's very swollen. Like, it got, you know, it had broke it. It got put back in place. He looks a mess right now.
I was just going to say, there's a moment where I see the three people that are currently sitting next to me, which are Grim, Julian, and Isla. And I just kind of look around and I kind of like smile politely and then slowly get up and I'm like, you know what? I should be a better student this year. And I go move to the front of the room.
Ooh. Do you intend this to be like a shutdown sort of a thing?
I don't. That's why I smiled politely.
Okay, cool.
It's like top of the morning to you, and then I head up.
I need to focus.
I think Isla sees that Xavier and Austin are looking at Julian, and will do like a hair flip into Julian kind of thing. Give him a nice smooch, and then like break apart and be like, good morning.
I think Xavier just ignores you. I think the two of them just turn around and look towards the front of the classroom. Yeah, you hear a slight like whistle that's happening as Xavier lets out like a deep breath out of his nose, and it, you know, there's not a lot of space in there for air to go, so there's this like really weird like wee sort of high pitch whistle thing that happens. But yeah, the two of them just like I think they both just like shake their heads and just look at the whiteboard.
I'll settle into my seat.
All right, you settle in to homeroom and then into class. You know, Mix Wright gets going, you know, talking about, oh God, what were you talking about last week? I think it was, I have no idea what we were talking about. It's fine. They talk about something. And you have your sort of social studies history class or world events or whatever this year is for first period. You're let out. Is there anything that people are looking to do in this sort of first chunk of your school day?
Is Gael at school?
Gael has not been in homeroom, but I would say as you are sort of leaving, you do see coming in through the front doors like they're showing up late. You see Gael with a new pair of sunglasses.
What kind of sunglasses?
Star-shaped.
What a bitch. Okay.
I knew it. Ow. I knew it.
They come strolling through the halls, sort of like, you know, you're walking one way and they kind of are going perpendicular as they're coming in, like the front doors. But yeah, Gael is here.
Okay. I think I just clocked that. I'm not going to make a thing out of it right now.
I would like to get Bridget and Kai on my side.
You would like to get Bridget and Kai on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sort of trio of Bridget, Kai, Harper, that little your little other friend cluster.
Yes.
Awesome. How do we do that?
I think like on the way out of first period, I will walk with them. Guys, I want you to meet someone.
Okay.
Everyone, this is Julian. My.
Oh my God! I know. This is Julian.
This is the one.
You've talked about him so much, God. And she like leans towards you.
I know.
You pulled a good one, baby.
Hey, find yourself a Julian.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Hi, Julian. I'm Bridget. You know, enthusiastic handshake. Julian kind of, you know, does like the classic like back of the head of like, ooh, like this is a lot more energy than I signed up for. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Sorry, he's a little reserved. I'm sure you all heard about the pool yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard that something crazy happened. We haven't been, like, heard too many details. Like, it's kind of like a whole cryptic thing. What happened, we don't know. It's like a secret.
Well, would you like to know?
Tell me, yes.
Okay, well, Cooper. You know Cooper.
Yeah, I know Cooper.
But you, like, know Cooper.
I mean, like, we made out a couple times, yeah. You know that.
I do. I try to forget. No offense, but... not your Julian, you know what I mean?
Don't knock it until you try it. Sorry, Julian.
Anywho, he wanted to do a senior prank.
Okay.
That...
Why wasn't I invited?
I know. First of all, yeah, let's talk about that.
Rude?
Exactly. Like, you're a senior too. Why weren't you there?
I don't know.
So, Cooper, minus one. And then, do you want to know what his prank consisted of?
What?
Ruining school property.
That's awful. What was he trying to do?
He was trying to drain the pools in the middle of swim season.
That's cruel.
I know.
Harper swims. Harper, that would have been awful.
Right?
Yeah, Harper's like, yeah, that would suck. We were like, we were looking promising this year.
Yes, and he was going to take away your chance at sectionals, nationals, everything because of that prank.
A whole year. The season hasn't even started.
Yeah. Do you know how long it takes to fill a pool again?
A long time.
A long time, all those chemicals and stuff?
Yeah. It takes like a solid couple days.
Longer. 2 to 3 weeks.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's inconsiderate.
I know.
It's inconsiderate.
I know. And I was just so annoyed with him, so I tried to stop it, and he gave me attitude about it. Like, this is our senior year, we should be doing what we want, blah, 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 blah.
That sounds so unlike him. How dare he?
I know. We should be doing what we want, but that includes ruining Harper's senior year, her scholarship opportunities for college and swim.
That's terrible. That's I know. Terrible. Harper, I'm sorry.
I know. I stood up for you, Harper. But this morning... I told Principal Abbas that we would get things squared away with this pool situation, and I now have full access. Well, my dad does, but now I have keys. So, Harper, no one is going to get in your way.
Thank you. You know, that's really, really nice of you.
Hey, I do anything for my friends.
Harper reaches out their pinky and, like, does, like the frenzy sort of, like, mwah.
Mm-hmm. She'll do it back.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Fucking fuck Cooper.
I think we should plan another Bridges senior prank.
Bridges is like, I am so done with him.
So done.
He's not going to get any lip sync from me.
Thank God.
Yeah. What you said you're thinking about a prank?
We should do like our own senior prank.
Okay.
And not include Cooper.
I'm in. Fuck Cooper.
What should we
do? By that I mean don't fuck Cooper.
Right. But like the other.
Yeah.
Not like what we... No, never mind.
But so, what's the prank?
Give me some time to think. Okay. It has to be perfect.
All right. Well, the three of us are in, right? And Kai's like, I am most definitely in. Don't even sweat. You know you've got my back. I can get you things from the store.
You can?
I mean, like, I got a discount, so, like, I can get some things from the store at a discounted price.
So, like, still paying money.
Well, yeah, I'd have to pay money for them, or else it would be stealing.
I don't know the meaning of that word. Anyways, think on it. Let's regroup at lunch. Everyone come with a prank idea that does not involve Cooper.
I'd love that. Operation Leave Cooper Out of the Fun begins today.
I knew I could count on you.
I've got you, bitch. You know I do.
And we'll walk to next period.
Yeah, you link arms and you have one of those big, like, sort of walks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a moment, yeah, I think along the way where, like, you know, she sees Cooper and she's like, talk to the hand. I don't want to talk to you. And, you all head off.
My boy did nothing wrong.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of These Silent Secrets. If you liked what you heard, you want to support us, there's a bunch of ways to do that, gang. First and foremost, if you could just like, review, subscribe, anything your podcatcher you listen to us on will let you do, you can go ahead and do that. It helps a bunch. Another really easy way is just to tell a couple friends about us. You know, we don't pay anything to advertise, so word of mouth goes a very long way. So, you know, if you tell a couple of people and they tell a couple of people, you know, you go online, you tweet about us or something. And then, like, other people are like, wait, you like that show? I like that show. And then you make lifelong friends over your mutual interest in this cool Monster Hearts 2 actual play podcast. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be so great. You can also support us financially by going over to patreon.com/ghostlightmedia, where you can donate to us monthly and get some awesome rewards for yourself. You can also check out our merch store at tpublic.com/store/ghostlight, where you can get some cool t-shirts or hoodies or whatever else. You can also find us all over the internet. Our website's thesilentsecrets.com. We're on TikTok and Blue Sky at The Silent Secrets. We're over on Twitter at Silent Secret Pod. You can also find us all individually. You can find Marcus at Marcus RVO, Nicole at Nicole Voice, Mariah at underscore Mariah Clausen, Freddie at Freddie underscore Pow Pow, and myself at that guy Zach Robb. You can also check out Nicole and my new YouTube channel, A Fandom Fuse, where we react to stuff. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode, but until then, may your secrets stay hidden, and may you always move to the front of the class to get away from a sticky situation.
This has been a Ghostlight Media production.